SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to the program. In today's edition, students benefit from $20 million Blisstown project. And later we'll take a glimpse into Jamaica. Stick around to find out more. Several grade 5 students are set to receive training in business education in the areas of entrepreneurship, financial literacy, and work readiness under the Junior Achievement JA Blisstown project. The $20 million project, being spearheaded by the Rotary Club of Kingston, will be executed in partnership with the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining and Junior Achievement Jamaica, JAJ.
Because the reality of the world that we live in is that there is no government, there is no country that can provide all the jobs for our young people. And we have to start the process of sensitizing them to the fact that they have to go out and create their own opportunities.
State Minister in the Ministry of Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson, speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony for the project recently. The project will consist of several simulated company storefronts in which students will discover how businesses work. Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is aiming to achieve an economy that provides a high standard of living for all Jamaicans. For this to happen, Jamaica must work to develop a tax system that is fair and simple, maintain low inflation, and build strong financial systems. To find out more about Vision 2030, visit PIOJ's website at pioj.gov.jm.
Blessed, this is Queen Ifrika. We hear and see the horrors in the news way too often. I'm talking about fires. Parents and guardians, teach your children not to play with matches or any other flammable devices and never leave them at home unsupervised. Ensure that you keep your homes and surroundings safe. It is our responsibility as adults to protect the little ones from harm. So don't send the youths to light no stove, lamp or candle. And please, don't leave the kids in the house by themselves with a lamp or a candle aburn. Let's do our part. Let's keep the children alive. They have a right to life.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate. And so I learned to
depend on me. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
Yes, when I little and then tell you about knife stand up on the back, they always say you have a trouble. So one day while I was at home, Ted put down the knife, and when he put down the knife, he called me and said, "Mommy, the knife stand up on the back." And I said, "Oh God, boy, you have a trouble, you know. You have a trouble." And it did work out, see him. I'm Joycelyn Ellison.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. And that's it for today's journey roundabout JA. Thanks to Andre Palmer, my engineer. Remember to join me again on this station or visit our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.